Welcome, everybody, to the Geek News Central podcast, coming to you almost live from historic Ford Island in Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm the Geek, Todd, at Geek News Central, and we want to welcome you to the podcast. It's Friday, January 7th, 2005, and we got a pretty good show for you today. Just to let you know, we've got our new audio processor in, and the Behringer Ultra Voice VX2000 is in line here today, and I've done, I just got it this afternoon, so I've only had a little while to tweak it, and hopefully you all will like the new sound coming out of this. And people say they weren't really complaining about it before, but me being a perfectionist, I wanted it improved a little bit. But thus far, I think it sounds pretty good. I've been on vacation this week, and it's just been absolutely crazy. You know, I've been catching up with things here at the house, spending a lot of time on the internet, doing all those dad things, spending time with the extra time with the kids. And I have to go back to work to my new job on Monday. And I tell you what, I almost wish I would have took another week's worth of vacation. I need it. But, hey, it's back to the grind. You know how that goes. Gotta earn that dime to keep the family fed. But I've been on the phone. I've been online. I've done like 4 interviews with different podcast and with some different organizations. It's been pretty crazy. I've got some paperwork I've got to still review tonight to send out to a guy. It just seems like it's been non-stop fun for a whole week. And on top of that, tonight I'm sitting here in the office and I got this new box all hooked up and I'm doing sound checks and I hear a pop. And it turns out it was my 17-inch monitor that I have on my server. It's actually on a KVM switch so that I can use it with the laptop and the 2 other servers underneath the desk. And it went black, and power wasn't coming on, so I took it off the desk, and I dug through my closet, and I had one more 17 CRT monitor that I had left over, so that one was going to go to the kids, but it's on the desktop now. And believe it or not, I'm a little concerned because it's not as high res, so this might be a good excuse to go out and buy a flat screen. So we'll see what the wife has to say about that. And you know, when it rains, it pours. And basically, yesterday I started noticing this squeal coming from my laptop as I had my headphones plugged into the machine. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. It was a hum, and I dug around and dug around and dug around, and was finally, turns out that the power supply apparently went bad or some sort, because as soon as I disconnected it from the laptop and went on battery power, the noise went away. But luckily I had the original Sony power supply for the laptop, and I put that on, and all was fine. The reason I had 2 power supplies is I would use this laptop at work, so I just leave the power supply at work plugged in, so I wouldn't have to tote the power supply back and forth. So that seemed to work out okay. And but anyway, I've got I have to go hunting for another power supply if I want to not tote one back and forth when I go to my new job. I am looking for some help from those of you out there in podcast land. Any of you guys that have some good audio talents, I'm looking for a new intro. If you've got an idea for me, or I can hack something up, why don't you do that for us? We'd appreciate it, and we'll give you credit and promo you here. And but I'm looking for something spicy and saucy. The modem is okay, and the little music clip's all right, but looking for something a little more involved. And as we're on show 28, I think it's time to get this thing going a little better as far as intros and outros, etc. We're getting ready to start work on the actual Geek News Central website. We're going to be doing a little bit of redesign. Nothing that's going to change away at the basic design of the site, but I've never been real happy with the amount of writing area that is published. We're going to widen the content area up a little bit and do some changes so that I can build some additional sites and make some changes to the graphics. So that's getting ready to kick off, and I got a guy out of Chicago that's going to be doing that. And all I got to do now is forward him some cash so he can get started. And I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully the changes will be well accepted. Now, the news today, if you guys are not reading the Engadget weblog, you need to be, because they are just publishing an immense amount of information about the Consumer Electronics Show. Go over there and check them out. They must have 200 articles for the first 2 days of the show, and it'll be well worth your time to read through those. Now, TechnoRatty has introduced a watch list, new watch list feature, and it's going to be a keyword watch list, kind of like what PubSub is doing. Now, I don't know what they've been doing over there. They must have been tweaking everything, because PubSub and TechnoRatty, they're kind of running neck and neck right now on the referrals they're picking up. And I see very, very little difference in the numbers of catches that they're getting. So I'm just going to have to go back and refine my keyword watch list and the keywords I'm using over at PubSub a little more to see just how well they can exfoliate this stuff and put it in an RSS feed for me. It is nice to find links to people that are talking about your site that aren't necessarily linking to you. We got a lot of commentary on the Tuesday afternoon show, actually the interview with Stephen King. You guys blew me away. I don't know where all the downloads came from that, because the morning show came in about what I thought it was going to be, and then the marquee interview with Stephen King came in about 10% higher. Thus far, maybe even 15% higher. So some additional people checked in and pulled that that podcast. So if you haven't listened to that, make sure you go back and pull that. There's some good gems in there for web bloggers. Six Apart did buy LiveJournal, and they've got a press release out on that. And it looks like they're going to leave the LiveJournal staff intact. They're not going to be letting anybody go, and it's going to be kind of business as normal. I'm sure over time there'll be some changes, and I know there's some trepidation in the LiveJournal department, or in the LiveJournal, those that are using LiveJournal, and it'll be interesting to see what happens there. It's an interesting move. Six Apart has grown. I guess they've got like 75 employees now, and it goes to show you what a little venture capital will do. I just hope they don't burn through their money too quick and get profitable, and that they continue to roll out good improvements for movable type. We haven't seen a rollout in a recent week, so hopefully they're working away at making the program better. Now, there's some interesting news that CNN is now offering RSS feeds. So I've got a link up to it if you want to go and start subscribing to the CNN feeds. You can do that. It's a long time coming for CNN to be offering RSS. In an interesting interview, Bill Gates made a comment that has done pissed off a significant number of web bloggers. And I don't know where this guy is coming from, but I'm going to read the question and the answer from an interview. And just don't tell me if this doesn't strike you as funny. Here's the question. In recent years, there's been a lot of people clamoring to reform and restrict intellectual property rights. It started out with just a few people, but now there are a bunch of advocates saying, we're going to look at patents, we've got to look at copyrights. What's driving this, and do you think intellectual property laws need to be reformed? Here's his answer. No, I'd say that the world of economics, excuse me, no, I'd say that the world economies, there's more that believe in intellectual property today than ever. There are fewer communists in the world today than there were. There are some new modern-day sort of communists who want to get rid of the incentives for musicians and movie makers and software makers under the various guises. They don't think that those incentives should exist. And this debate will always be there. I'd be the first to say that the patent system can always be tuned, including the U.S. patent system. There are some goals to cap for some reform elements, but the idea that the United States has led in creating companies, creating jobs, because we've had the best intellectual property system. There's no about that. In my mind, and when people say that they want to be the most competitive economy, they got to have the incentive system. Intellectual property is the incentive system for the products of the future. Now, that's his reply. But, hey, I'm about the reform on intellectual property rights, and he's going to call me a communist? You know, there's a lot of us out here that are asking for reform. You know, it's the MPAA, the RIAA, and I've got an article that I'm going to review here later in the show that talks about BMA getting on the bandwagon. You know, there needs to be a serious look at this, you know, and if we don't, it won't be very long before we're not going to be able to do anything with the content that we buy. You know, it's going to be basically licensed to us. We won't own anything. And fair use is going to continue to go down the drain. But Dan Gilmore basically couldn't believe it either. He just he couldn't believe what he had to say. And he goes on to even say that Bill Gates had claimed that the Internet Explorer is a great browser. You know, he's insulting us. You know, come on. Internet Explorer is has-been. It needs to be updated. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be quit being a spyware haven. You know, Firefox has got some issues, of course, but it's light years ahead of Internet Explorer. And for him to say that, I just don't get it. You know, the guy is obviously out of touch with most of us consumers. Now, on the absolutely cool department, Samsung Electronics has unveiled the world's first speech-to-text mobile phone. So, essentially, if you want to send a text message, you speak in the phone. Hey, hello, I'm going to be 15 minutes late, and it will transfer that into a text message. It'll create the text message for you via voice. And I've always hated sitting there punching the damn buttons to make the, you know, and get in the right mode. And then, you know, in Japan, they've actually developed the shorthand for text messaging. So if this it comes into place and it actually recognizes the speech patterns of average people, I guess that's going to be a step up for mobile phones, and you'll be able to dictate text messages really quickly, you would think. So a long time coming for that, but cool, real cool. Now, the RIAA lost a second round. Basically, they have been trying to continue to get the courts to overrule some objection, or basically some stuff that they had ruled against them. But a U.S. appeals court has rejected a tactic used by the music industry to identify alleged file swappers in order to sue them, marking the second time a federal court has struck down subpoenas that seek names of internet service provider subscribers. The U.S. Court of Appeals for 8th Circuit on Tuesday overturned a Missouri District Court ruling that ordered ISP Charter Communications Incorporated to turn over about 200 subscriber names. So basically, the RIAA is going to have to continue to file the lawsuits first and get the names second. So you get the names first and the lawsuit second. And basically what they were doing is they were sending scare tactic letters to them without filing. So this is good news that that's been those rulings have been upheld, and they're going to have to do them one at a time as usual. Now, along with that, spyware legislation that did not make it through last year has been reintroduced. Congresswoman Bono has a bill back through that's been reintroduced, and it's called the Spy Act. So we'll see what happens here. We'll see if that one makes any headway this year to get through and maybe make it against the law or some heavy-duty fines for people that have introduced spyware to people's computers that steal information off them. All right, let's go here to this next one. What do we got? Microsoft has repackaged the anti-spyware software that they bought and have released it. I haven't downloaded it yet. I still feel that the software package that I'm using from Spy Sweeper that is on www.webroot.com is one of the best out there. I think what I'll do is download this one and run it and see if it catches anything. It's always good to double check, but we'll see. We'll see what they do here with this. We'll see if they make it truly integrated and if it will really work better than other products out there. I know that a lot of anti-spyware companies are concerned about it, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, kind of on a note that this has nothing to do with technology, but it talks about some accounts of tsunami victims in Southeast Asia and about how Americans have been treated at embassies. I've read two reports where Americans were not really taken care of by the embassy. And I'm wondering what the hell's up with that. So I'm going to put the link up here for you. This is the second one that I've seen that basically said, yeah, here's a toothbrush and some soap and go away. We can't get you no money. We can't get you no tickets. But turned out it was a Japanese company helped this one guy out versus the American Embassy, which is pretty sad. Now, my good friend Chris Perillo, he has launched his first podcast. It's coming to you from the Consumer Electronics Show, and he does a bunch of interviews. So, real good initial podcast, and I want to welcome Chris to the podcast community. Oh, also, Sony, let's see here. Oh, no, it's not the one I want to talk about. The podcasters are wanting to play RIAA music. And they've been some of them have been looking at licensing through ASCAP, BMA, and Sound Exchange, some other wherever they have to go to get the actual licenses from to be able to legally do that. And it doesn't look like podcasting's fitting real well. So I guess we'll see how this falls out. Personally, I hope that most of the podcasters out there will continue to play non-RIAA music so that we can give some of these unknown bands a continued leg up and help them get some exposure. I think it's the only right thing to do. Now, you probably all saw my rant on the website about Apple going out and suing some webloggers for basically the webloggers got a scoop and put the scoop up on their site. And it isn't the first scoop that they've gotten. And apparently Apple thinks that's part of their intellectual property, and apparently someone violated an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, and gave out information about upcoming products. Well, Apple's going after these guys for damages. I just wonder if the organizations or if those weblogs had been the New York Times or the San Jose Mercury Post, or any other major magazine, if Apple would have actually went out and went after them with a lawsuit. This is a scary thing for web bloggers. Obviously, we are we can be held for liable, so there is some concern on what people say and what you write. But it disturbs me that they're going after this. You know, this guy, all this site is doing is reposting information that they're getting. They're not underneath any of those NDAs. So I'm sure Apple wants the names of the people that are doing this, and hopefully it doesn't go any further than that. But looks like these guys are headed to court. But I'm going to protest with my wallet. I'm not buying any more Apple products. I'm not going to buy any music off iTunes, and until they drop these things, you know, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, moving into storage, Sony has introduced a 4GB memory stick, the Memory Stick Pro. Don't have a price on it yet. I'm sure it's going to be expensive, but that new digital camera that I'm looking at makes up some pretty big, you know, 8.1 megapixel camera that I'm looking at possibly getting. It makes some pretty big images, and I think this would be real, real nice stick to have in the camera. Now, Cyrus Radio, there was a big splash at CES with them. They had a big press announcement. They had the Dallas cheerleaders come in. They just made XM Radio look like they were a Little Leaguers. You know, that's how big of a rollout Cyrus had. But they've got a product I think it's going to be a hit, and I'm going to have to check it out when it comes out. It's called X-Act RE Go. So basically, it's a Cyrus satellite radio receiver, which stores up to, it looks like, what are they saying on here? Externally, 1 gig of storage. Internally, 4 hours worth of MP3s. So, you know, you can set this thing up, and it downloads the Cyrus stream and stores it, and then you can offload that to a stick, which I wonder where the DRM is going to come in on this, because essentially they've got a digital stream there, and I'm sure that's going to cause, well, I'm sure they've got it locked down, but we'll see what happens, and I'm going to have to get on this Cyrus bandwagon here. I don't know if Hawaii has Cyrus service or not. Now, Hewlett-Packard and Royal Philips Electronics are looking to release a new digital rights management scheme that could make current DVD players obsolete. So, you know, they're looking to change the standard, and they're worried about people ripping DVDs, and anyone that has a half a brain knows that DVDs can be ripped. So it's curious to see what's going to happen there. And I don't think the general population is going to buy off on having to throw out all their existing DVD players out there. Just doesn't make sense. Now, on the good news front, the Federal Communications Chairman said that he is not going to be looking at censoring satellite radio. So they're not going to be subject to the same content restrictions that forbids the 7 dirty words on regular radio. Plus, they're also going to be not regulating voice IP so closely. So, good news there. Howard Stern can rant and rave and do all the naughty things that he does on his radio show on Cyrus without getting posed multi-million-dollar fines. Now, there's an article on Tech Dirt that talks about the BSA. And basically, the BSA is another, they're part of the rights management on music, and they've kind of set back, but they're asking Congress to modify the DMCA to force ISPs to cooperate and give up user info without a lawsuit being filed. They're trying to help basically the RIAA so that they don't have to go through all the hoops that they're having to go to sue people. And I'm sure this isn't an effort to ratchet up the number of lawsuits that they're filing every month to get more. So we'll keep an eye on that for you and see what happens. And hopefully that hopefully the BSA is doesn't have any success. And if they do have some success with getting a congressman to do that, we'll get you guys on the case, and we'll have them inundated with emails and faxes, etc. Kind of short show for you tonight. Quite honestly, I'm out of steam. I'm out of gas for all the talking I've done the last couple of days. And I really don't have any more content for you for this show. So please leave your comments on the audio quality to geek@geeknewscentral.com. Call the voicemail line at 619-342-7365. You can always Skype me at Geek News Central. And we appreciate all the feedback we've been getting recently. And I'm going to leave you with a new tune tonight from GarageBand.com. And we hope you enjoy it. And we'll see you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye. Fair warning. Turn your speakers down. Here's NGB and Cold 2. This is going to rock you guys. Here it comes. I can hardly control myself. We're going to do this one more time. This is Bounce. Break me in. Falling like the rain. If that doesn't get your blood pumping at 10 minutes after midnight, nothing will. All right, folks. Don't know if you stayed this long, but see you Tuesday.